Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome in. This is Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for joining the show today. And I know I teased all night and all morning that Dana Freedy was coming in. And guess what? I think she slept in. I don't know. She's hanging out at home. She's doing. No, I know that they actually have a lot going on out there. And there's a meeting that United Way has to be at this morning. I'm guessing maybe she's there. But you know what? We've got good substitutes. We got Emily McVeigh. She runs the place.
Well, I have the title of running the place.
So Emily is back. She's been here before, but we also have a newcomer, Mariah Ramirez. She is Director of Community Impact. Is that right?
Yep, it sure is.
Okay.
I've been at it for, what, 6 months-ish? And it's not boring, ever.
Right. Yeah, I actually ran across Mariah at, it was Fire Tower Coffee.
I think we were Tyler Ream.
Yeah, a while back. And yeah, I walked in and I knew about half the people in the place. I had to say hi to everybody.
It's true.
Yeah. And Mariah was there. I said, you know what? We've got to have you in sometime. And guess what? Here she is.
I know. I like surprises. So
yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I walked out and I said, neither one of you are Dana. But Mariah, can you, Emily's been here before, like we said, but can you introduce yourself to folks and tell people just what the Director of Community Impact does at the United Way of the Lewis and Clark area?
Beautiful. Man, I have a very long title. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I was born and raised in Helena. I grew up at the Mountain Meadow Inn, which is now the Oddfellow Inn and Farm, which is a beautiful, beautiful place.
Cool. I was just out there a couple weeks ago for a dinner party, and it is beautiful.
Isn't it gorgeous? They've done
so
many things. Oh, I love it. Yeah, I grew up in that hospitality mindset, so it's kind of nice when you have to be diplomatic on a regular basis, because my job now means that people, I think, hear community impact, and they think it involves a lot of money, is what I've heard. It doesn't. In fact, it involves a lot of not having money. But my main job is trying to connect people across the city to try to work on different things that we all think are really important. So I work a lot in with folks who are experiencing homelessness, trying to create more communication around services that do exist and then figure out where the gaps are. That's probably the biggest part of what I do. Mm-hmm. But more of what I'll talk about at some point is community collaboration. So I work a lot with trying to create a directory of all of the coalitions and work groups that are working in really the entire area, of which there are probably close to 70.
There's a lot.
There are so many. Helena has an enormous number of work groups, which is wonderful. People are really passionate. But one of the things I'm trying to do is get those groups to talk to each other so we can combine efforts to get things done.
Yeah. Well, and that's what United Way does, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's
exactly
what you've been focusing on. Mm-hmm. And it works really well that we were able to get you guys in today, because today is Giving Tuesday. Emily, can you explain, because you've been involved relatively new to the United Way in general, but you've been involved in community service and nonprofits and that sort of thing. So Giving Tuesday is something you're very familiar with.
Yeah.
Though it's not very old. I mean, it's been, what, 2011, 2012, something like that?
Yeah, it's a sort of newer movement that they've tied into the Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend. So you flow through all the days of sales, and then they flow right into Giving Tuesday. So, you know, it's a smaller a newer effort, I guess, and you can go on Facebook already. I've seen every post I've seen on Facebook is Giving Tuesday. Here's all the things you can give to. I know I've received emails from every college I've attended or every college my kids have attended, every nonprofit I've ever supported. There is not a lack of places to give today. And so you can just go online. There's a million ideas of places to give. If you're, you know, United Way is a great place to give, because then we give back to several other nonprofits, which is the nice part about the, you know, the kind of community chest idea behind United Way. So yeah, definitely get online, find some places to give. You can actually, if you're looking for a gift for somebody who has everything already, you can place a gift in the name of somebody, and that nonprofit will generally send you a card back saying, thank you for the gift in the name of your mom or dad or brother, sister.
Yeah, so that's a cool Christmas gift. I mean, and it's not George Costanza and the Human Fund, right? This one is actually the real deal.
Correct. Yep. It goes right back to the 501c3s of the community or the state or, you know, the nation. It just really, whatever you're passionate about, there is absolutely a way to give today. Then it is easy to find.
Yeah, well, and it's neat that it's all designed to bring awareness, raise money for charities across, really internationally. This is not all United Way or the Red Cross, or, you know, it's not one organization. This is like, hey, these are all the organizations. Just find one that matters to you.
Correct. Yeah. Like I said, I've gotten things back from the foundations from all the colleges. So if you're passionate about education and you want to give scholarships to the, you know, upcoming adults that are going to the local universities or, you know, the local colleges, that's an option because all those foundations are 501c3s. There's, you know, the Food Share, there's Florence Crittenden Home, there's, you know, all the things in Helena. We have 34 partners. There's not a lack of things to give
right.
to. There's some really small partners that we have, like the Helena Community Gardens. They're very small. Their director only works 10 hours a week. So she is pressed to get things done, but definitely need money to keep those community gardens going, because then they give a lot of their proceeds of food that they produce back to the Food Share, which then gives it to people. So it's definitely a coalition of people working together in Helena to make sure that needs are met for people.
So when we're talking specifically United Way, what have we seen in the last few Giving Tuesdays in terms of funds coming in? My guess is it's a pretty big day.
You know, I don't actually have the numbers on that, so I couldn't tell you.
I'm putting you on the spot with that one.
Yeah, Dana would be the one to tell you that. I don't know. I know we've had people just dropping in over the last few weeks to give, because this is the time of year when people are really thinking about giving back to their community. We had somebody stop in yesterday, and the next thing on our list to talk about is the Veterans Drive. And so people are definitely seeing the United Way and the things that we're doing, and they're popping by and giving back to the community through the United Way.
So if people do want to give to the United Way today, or I know if people get money to you and they sort of earmark it for something else, you guys get it to that place as well. If they want to do that, what's the best way for them to go about that?
You can stop by our office at 75 East Lindale. You can give us a call at 442-4360, or you can go to our website, unitedwaylca.org. There's ways to give in all of those ways. If you have your credit card information, we can get you signed up. You can write a check. You can drop off cash. You know what? We can do whatever you need to do to get money back to the nonprofits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Emily McVeigh, the executive director of the United Way of the Lewis and Clark area, is here. Mariah Ramirez, she's the director of community impact with United Way. And I guess in other United Way news, you mentioned it, the drive for veterans and their families. This is something that you're doing along with Montana Joining Community Forces. What's going on there? Maybe that's in your wheelhouse, right?
Actually, it's kind of a team effort. I think Emily inspired the idea. I mean, obviously, she's got so many connections with the military families and organizations in town. But we noticed a little bit of a lack of support for the JCF drive that happens every year. We hear a lot about Toys for Tots. We hear a lot about, and they're wonderful things to give to, the Christmas giving trees at the cathedral and Good Samaritan. But we noticed that we really wanted to focus in on our veterans this year. So we started our own little tiny giving tree. I think we have 3 tags left.
I think there's 5.
Maybe 5. Okay.
We have a couple people online saying they're coming to get them. So hopefully that's the case.
But we got, 2 or 3 giant bags of socks for them, and people are donating all kinds of stuff. So it's nice to be able to support that piece, because we've been a part of the JCF for a while now, and especially with the recent death of Shan Spencer, who served on the JCF for many years. I think people feel motivated to honor his legacy. And he was a really big member of the community who helped us with so many things, like the point in time survey, which goes back to the homelessness piece. This is all very interconnected. It all goes together. But I think folks have been looking for ways to honor everything he did to support the community, and what better way than helping other families?
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned there's some tags left on your tree, and these are for veterans and their family members specifically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Joining Community Forces puts on a Christmas dinner for veterans and their families. So they work with a lot of veterans out at the VA, and they identify veterans in need. And they put together this Christmas party where they can also receive gifts, because they're, you know, the veterans that just need a little bit of a hand up this year. And they ask for things like gloves and fishing poles and pots and pans, just things for daily use. They're not really looking for anything extravagant. Just like I said, people that are in a little bit of need this year, They might need some warm winter clothes or a gas card or things like that just to get through. And so we're accepting all of those different kinds of donations. Plus, we have the names on the Giving Tree. If we run out of names, mm-hmm. they will give us more names. So there is not a lack of things to help out mm-hmm. with this Christmas party. The Christmas party is coming up on December 18th. They're anticipating about 200 veterans and family members that will be there to have a really nice dinner and then receive gifts to get them through the holidays.
Okay. So where is the tree? Because we have incredible listeners, and I'm pretty sure we can clear that tree off today.
Yeah, the tree's at our office at 75 East Lindale. If you're driving past the Starbucks on Euclid, it's the blue house with the face mural on it. People can't miss it once they know what they're looking for.
Right.
Yeah, so the tree's right inside the door. We do have staff that have moved around in our building, so do ring the doorbell if you come by and somebody will come grab you from the door.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
And like you said, you're also collecting stuff in addition to the tags. If people want to just say, you know what, I don't want to pull a tag off, but I have this set of pots and pans, somebody can use this, you can take that as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep. We are taking okay. things like our list is winter gloves, fishing poles and supplies, traction cleats like yak tracks, cleaning supplies, coats like extra large and large coats, puzzles, gift cards for gas or grocery stores, books for all ages, Lego sets, coffee, Long John's, towels, and tools of any kind. Those are the general things that mm-hmm. they give out a lot. So if you have any of those kinds of things, you can just put them into the donations box.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if people decide that they would like to do something besides give something physical, we just heard that they are looking for extra volunteers for the dinner itself. So if folks are interested in getting a hold of us or JCF for getting involved that way, you can always check out the volunteerhelena.org website. That's where members of the community post volunteer opportunities all the time. So that's another way for people to give.
Very cool. Well, we've got lots more to talk about, but we do have to take a break. So let's go ahead and do that now. And then we're going to come back and talk the Longest Night Memorial here on Coffee Break. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions, from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup, for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
Welcome back into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for sticking around. The executive director of the United Way of Lewis and Clark area is here this morning. She's Emily McVeigh. Also, the director of community impact, Mariah Ramirez, is making her Coffee Break debut this morning. But I think I heard you say you're a sort of radio veteran, right?
I don't know if you'd call the Carroll College radio station anything to hoot and holler about. But yeah, we had my buddy Amy O'Leary, who's here in town as well. She mm-hmm. and I had an 11 p.m. to midnight slot on the old Carroll radio station at 88.5 back when that was still going.
Oh, there you go. So that's the prime slot.
It was golden. We could kind of get away with just about anything we wanted. But I miss that radio station. They did a good job.
Yeah. Well, you're hanging in well here.
Thanks.
Dana Freedy probably sitting listening somewhere to make sure that you guys hit all the notes right this morning. And Dana, they're doing a fantastic job. We're talking United Way this morning. And the next thing up on the list that we wanted to talk about is the Longest Night Memorial. This comes on the longest night every year. That this year is December 21st. Can you explain mm-hmm. to folks, just if they've not been, if they're new to town, can you explain what this is and sort of what happens there?
Sure, absolutely. So the Longest Night is an effort in many different communities. The whole point of it is to utilize that that sense of darkness and that sense of long, long evening to memorialize folks who have died because of homelessness. That might be that they are sleeping on the street. I know we have people sleeping on the streets right now in Helena in this weather. Every year we gather the names from the coroner and we say, okay, who do you have? Who's died of exposure? Who's died of pieces that have been the result, direct result mm-hmm. of living in some kind of homelessness? And so a memorial is held every year. YWCA has been the torchbearer for it for many years, and we said, how can we help? And United Way has helped for many years as well, but I think there's a renewed sense of this is everyone together who should be holding this night special. So we've shifted it a little. It used to be that it was at noon at Women's Park. We said it's kind of odd to have something called the longest night during the daytime for 15 minutes. So we've expanded it. This year, it'll be on a Saturday, which is even better. And we want to have it right kind of as the twilight hits. Mm-hmm. So it'll start at 4:30 p.m. and at Anchor Park instead. We know that so many of our neighbors who are experiencing housing instability utilize the library for resources. And especially as they go through their renovation, that impacts those folks. So we want to have that memorial service in a place where folks look for resources frequently and has enough space. We read the names of as many as we can find and as we know of. We read the names of folks who have passed away. We have a memorial service, the same as you or I would have a service by our friends. These are our neighbors who we mm-hmm. want to offer memorial for. So.
Well, and it's great that you're partnering with the YWCA here. I mean, there mm-hmm. we touched on. Hey, here's a few of the great organizations here in town mm-hmm. that's among them.
Oh, they're amazing. And they've been so willing to, I think there's a renewed sense, at least for me having grown up here and now getting to do the job I do where I work with so many different nonprofits, there's this renewed sense of let's work together. Let's, mm-hmm. let's bring all of these to the community as a team instead of splitting our efforts. What the YWCA does isn't much different from what we do, except that we direct resources to them. We don't do the direct service ourselves. So we want to use our voice as much as possible to support the work being done by everybody.
Yeah, and they're fantastic out there. They have a very small staff, and they do mm-hmm. a lot of stuff with small staff, small budget, everything. Jennifer mm-hmm. is fantastic.
Oh, she's incredible. She's so cool.
Yeah, she's such a cool lady. But
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, homelessness, you mentioned it, mm-hmm. that, you know, there are people sleeping on the streets here. I mean, I think a lot of times we think Helena, you know, well, we're a small town. You know, it's a college town, it's a government town, and that's all true, but homelessness is a real issue here.
Yeah, I think people come here, especially from other places, thinking that it'll be easier to get resources because we're a small community. On the contrary, our resources don't have the capacity to deal with the numbers that we've seen. Not only that, but, you know, everybody looks around and sees how much the Helena Valley has expanded. There's so many factors that go into why that we're seeing this sort of situation. And for so many people, it's the difference between a couple dollars a month. I know for myself, I mean, I have a master's degree. I have a wonderful job. I love my job. I make decent money, but I'm a co-parenting mother. I take care of my son half the time. If one little thing were to change in my life, my paycheck wouldn't cover it. Yeah. I can cover my rent. I can cover my childcare, and I can cover my basic necessities. But for example, just dealing with my own mental health or physical health takes another significant chunks. And with the lack of childcare in the area, it makes it very difficult to be able to afford things when you have to pay a babysitter. So for our folks who are experiencing housing instability, they might have a job that makes a decent amount of money, but they might not be able to afford childcare or even find it. So what happens when you lose your job because you have to take care of your kiddo? And then can't find a job because you can't find childcare. It all goes together.
Well, and homelessness as an issue is sort of, it has been and continues to be a focus for the United Way and really sort mm-hmm. of renewed focus here in the last little bit. It's a massive undertaking because this is an all hands on deck operation. As you said, there's so many organizations here in town that are doing their part here. Mm-hmm. And the United Way is now working to sort of coordinate mm-hmm. all that together, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the United Way serves as the anchor organization for something called Housing First. It's also known as Greater Helena Area Housing First. There's a lot of terminology. Dana encouraged me to keep it simple because if I get into the weeds too much, it's too confusing. But what we do is every single week, we convene a group of service providers in the area, and we run, along with some of those agencies, a database called the Homeless Management Information System. Whoever decides they want to be in our program, their names are added to a list waiting for housing. And what we do is help coordinate the services that can wrap around folks while they're waiting for public housing or vouchers or other types of housing opportunities. And because there's not very many housing opportunities currently available, those service providers come together and try to wrap services around folks. We work with folks like Good Samaritan Ministries, Helena Indian Alliance, Our Place Drop-In Center, Helena Housing Authority. I don't want to list all of them, but I also don't want to leave anybody out because they work so hard. They work so hard. Every single week we talk through the folks who are experiencing homelessness. We work with God's Love. We work with Healthcare for the Homeless. We try to coordinate that. We also serve as the Helena Area Continuum of Care Coalition. That is the subset of a bigger statewide organization through which HUD funding comes into the state. So by having a coalition that helps coordinate all of those pieces on a bigger level and helps set the standard for us, helps write grants to HUD, that's one of the vehicles through which funding comes in to help these efforts. But we certainly can't do it by ourselves. If it wasn't for all of the agencies, no one has the funding to do it on their own.
Right, yeah. Maria Ramirez is the Director of Community Impact at the United Way here in Helena. Emily McVeigh, the Executive Director, also with us this morning. And we're talking homelessness, and there's a lot of happening, a lot of organizations part of this, but so is the community, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you sort of listed off how many people are involved here, but it can't happen without folks like our listeners helping out too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think one of the biggest pieces that I encourage people when they're talking about what do we do? How do I know that they're not just using my money to go get drugs or alcohol? I mean, you use your money on drugs and alcohol, friends. It's something we all do. Not to say, I mean, I should be careful with that. Dana's going to give me notes after this, I know. But one of the things I encourage folks to think about is if you were in that situation, if you were sitting there and you had lost your job, if your kids weren't with you and living with family because you couldn't afford a place to live, if you had to be in that situation, what would you do? And that very first thing is say hello to your neighbors. Always treat other people with the type of dignity and respect. It's that golden rule thing, and it makes it sound like a lecture.
Right.
But practical things that folks can do is advocate, show up to your local government meetings and know what's going on with pieces like this for affordable housing. Know who you can speak to in your area. If you're a landlord, please contact us. We are constantly looking for landlords who would be willing to work with folks who don't have the funds that a normal renter might have. And we want to wrap services around to make that successful for a lot of folks. And as always, as Emily mentioned, it is Giving Tuesday. Any of the agencies in town that provide those types of services or general donations to United Way, I really do appreciate having a job. I can't keep doing this without support from the community. Any of those things are ways that you can be involved, especially if you want to be a part of that landlord piece. We really do need landlords who are willing to work.
Well, because affordable housing is, as you touched on, I mean, that's a problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's hard. And I know that we say it frequently, and we're working currently on projects that will work to identify the real facts about that. I think there's a lot of misconception that there's a scarcity due to the number of people. I think it's a combination of both scarcity and how do we work together to make what we have go further. And I think one of the things that'll help with that is a housing navigator who's coming on board. We partnered with Good Samaritan Ministries to write a grant through the city and county who are partnering up to fund a position that will help folks who are just on that cusp where they don't quite fit into the really low AMI, they don't annual median income. got to remember my alphabet soup. And they don't quite fit into that place where they can self-resolve. Mm-hmm. That position will be housed out of Good Samaritan and will help direct traffic a little bit for folks who are struggling. And like I said, landlords can really help us with that piece. We want to provide as much support as possible to have people get what they need. And then we're obviously supporting things like the Red Alder building project through Rocky Mountain, the Fire Tower Apartments, which is the renovation of the Serendipity Apartments down at the bottom of Park. Projects like those, we can't always support financially, but we're always there to say, here's some folks who can write you letters of support. We can speak to the actual numbers on who needs assistance. We're working on something called the FUSE grant, which came from the Montana Healthcare Foundation, to identify the folks in our neighborhoods who have cost the taxpayer the most amount of money, to put it bluntly, through emergency services, through Medicaid, through all of these different things that they use because they have very few options. Mm-hmm. And how do we intervene to get them the assistance they need, and then put systems in place to help continue to help people who are in similar situations. That's a lot of things. I recognize that now.
That's hard. Okay. No, there's a lot going
once
on.
Once I get going, it's hard to reel it in.
That's okay. We have a whole half hour. Well, we don't anymore. We have like 2 minutes. But you welcome conversations about mm-hmm. those things with the community. I mean, if there's people that want to ask you about mm-hmm. this stuff, it's okay for them to come in and say, Absolutely. Hey, I want to understand what you're going to do if I give you any resources.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We like Emily said, we've rearranged our offices. Good Samaritan, through their generosity, donated me a couch so that people can come sit on my couch and have coffee with me. Anytime folks want to come talk with us and figure out what they can work on, even especially if they want to volunteer their time, one of the biggest pieces we look at is trying to wrap resources, identify the resources that are available, and then figure out what to do about it. And because I'm off in the community doing these parts of things, I don't always get the time to do that. And my beloved AmeriCorps Vista Chandler Rowling, who kept this thing afloat for so long, is leaving me in January. So anybody who would like to be put to work, I can put you to work.
Fantastic. And we do want to let you know here in the last few minutes, it's important to point out that while the United Way is working to sort of pull all these groups and agencies together, they're an umbrella organization. They're not providing direct service for people mm-hmm. who need these, but you can connect people to the right place.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what we encourage folks to do is call the number 211 for this. Anywhere you go, you can call 211 to get connected to resources in the area. That's a great place for folks to start. Like you said, we don't provide direct services, so when people tell people to call us, it's just one more hoop they have right. to jump through to get in touch with things like that. So 211 is a great place to start, both online and on the phone. And if you get stuck, feel free to call us after that.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, Montana 211, something we've talked about before, but during the holiday season, during this time when it's colder, there are more people needing more things, and all of those things, all of those services available through Montana 211. Definitely worth mentioning again. Guys, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
I sure appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, we're all out of time, though. That's all the time they give me.
That's all right.
Mariah Ramirez is the Director of Community Impact, and Emily McVeigh, the Executive Director of the United Way of the Lewis and Clark area. Ladies, thanks for coming in. You did a fantastic job.
Thanks so much.
That's all the time we have.
Thanks a lot.
I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.